contending earnestly for the faith. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Ministries, here is our pastor and teacher, Chris Gordon.
Grateful that you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we're working through this week 1 Samuel chapter 7, and this is a very exciting section of Scripture to understand the Christian life, to understand the life of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the design of how we should walk before Him in holiness. We left off yesterday with verse 2. So it was that the ark remained in Kirjath-Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years. And the children of Israel lamented after the Lord. This is remarkable. We have to understand it. The question that you have throughout this whole section is, where has Samuel been? Samuel has been utterly silent. Samuel has been non-existent through this awful time when the ark was stolen and Israel was in spiritual darkness. What's fascinating here, the connection that you should note here, is as soon as we read the children of Israel lamented after the Lord, Samuel finally speaks. And you see, the text is showing us something really important today. The children of Israel did not lament after the Lord for a period of 20 years. It finally began to happen after 20 years. So here's the scene. The ark is away from the children of Israel. Just as the Lord's hand was heavy against the Philistines, so it was against Israel. For 20 years, they were oppressed by the Philistines. They became serfs in the land, slaves in the land. The Philistines not even allowing them blacksmiths so that they could build and make weapons. Complete oppression. I believe this is one of the most amazing things that's being raised here. That for 20 years, Israel in the land did not enjoy the Lord as they should have, knowing God's loving care and knowing His help. And the answer to that is really clear. Why? Well, deep-rooted idolatry had filled their hearts. And because of that, nothing was going well for them. Do you think this happens today? Sure it does. Christians get involved in sin and they hold on to it. Maybe they don't forgive. Maybe they're in a pattern of gossip. Maybe they're in sexual immorality. Maybe they're given to some particular sin. We all are given to sin. But there's a difference between struggling against it and remaining in it, unrepentant for years. Do you think those who are in their sin, unrepentant of their sin, are experiencing the peace of Christ? Of course not. A certain kind of misery fills their lives. What amazes me here is that you would think Israel would have stopped and asked, why is the Lord's hand heavy against us? Why is nothing going well? The Samuel narrative has been showing us this phrase throughout. And the hand of the Lord was heavy against them. It was heavy against the Philistines for their idolatry. It was heavy against Israel for their idolatry. And for 20 years, dear listener, Israel never stopped and asked, why, when the Lord promised deliverance from our enemies, why are they oppressing us? Yesterday, I left off with the thought of David and Bathsheba. You know, David was entrenched in that sin. Well, he got involved with Bathsheba. He put Uriah on the front of the line to have him killed. And then a baby came. You at least have 9 months, don't you? You know, when he penned later, when finally Nathan had come to him, and Nathan, the parable was told, and David's eyes were open, and Nathan said, you're the man. You're the one that sinned. You're the breaker of God's law. You're in trouble. Psalm 32 and Psalm 51 record what David said. Listen to what he said. When I kept silent, in other words, when I didn't talk to God about my sins, when I hid my sins, when I didn't want to acknowledge my sin, My bones grew old through my groaning all the day. I was hurting, he says. For day and night, your hand, here it is, was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. In other words, that 9 months was awful. The Lord didn't let me rest in my sin. And you know what? It all changed when? It wasn't until he said, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I've not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Dear listener, here's Israel, 20 years in idolatry, and nothing. The hand of the Lord was heavy. Finally, they started to lament. Let me ask you a really pointed question that I left off with yesterday. Is the hand of the Lord heavy on you? You see, the reason this is so important is because finally, after all these years of oppression, finally, we are ready for Samuel. It's almost as if Samuel has been absent, waiting for something to happen in the hearts and the lives of Israel. And you know what that something is? It's the end of verse 2. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Finally, dear listener, there were tears. Finally, they felt the weight of God's divine displeasure of real and unconfessed sin. And they begin to realize, our lives are without the Lord. The ark is not even near us. My question is this, how do you miss this for 20 years of your life? What would 20 years put you back to? Well, the beginning and early part of the 90s, right? Imagine from that time, 1992 until today, all you've gone is backwards. Isn't this powerful? Israel's tears were finally a sign they were ready for the word. What were you doing in 1992? When did you repent? When did you come to Christ? When did you understand the gospel and the joy fill you? And then all of a sudden, sin overtook and you've hardened your heart and 20 years of your life has been wasted. See it? How do I emphasize this as I should? I don't want to get too quickly beyond the point. It's such an important point. Jesus was constantly talking about the problem of sin in his teaching. Anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Sin produces awful slavery in our lives. It ultimately leads to death. And this greatly offends God. Did you know that? You could sit under a minister for years in a church and get absolutely nothing, unable to hear the word, because of sin, deeply entrenched and rooted in you. Listen, you will never really be prepared to know and enjoy the blessing of fellowship and communion with God in peace and harmony until this happens with assurance and joy. You know, sometimes people act as if this just happens at the beginning of the Christian life, you know, that they make the decision for Jesus, they've made profession of faith, they've walked an aisle, they've said a sinner's prayer, they've gone through the whole thing. And what happens? They go on, they get involved in sin, and they've not realized that they've hardened their hearts as the Lord's hand is heavy upon them. God brought Israel out of Egypt. He blessed them with homes and blessings. And along the way, they kept falling headlong into idolatry. And they forgot their daily need to be renewed in his strength and forgiveness, to enjoy his protection and the peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't doubt there are many radio listeners today in this position. Something has gripped you for a long time. God's hand has been heavy on your life. Nothing's gone well. And the question I have is, how many years will it take to bring tears and humbling? Here's the reality we will never see until the Lord opens our eyes. And that's exactly what's being shown to you here. When Samuel saw finally their godly sorrow, when they finally lamented after the Lord, after these 20 years, what did he do? Well, what you have here in 1 Samuel chapter 7, I told you, dear listener, this would be an amazing section for understanding the life of the Christian life of repentance. What you have here is the whole pattern of repentance, forgiveness, and then sovereign grace and protection that God gives to the Christian. At this moment, finally, after all this time, Samuel speaks. Samuel opens his mouth, and the first prophetic words out of his mouth come to Israel. Then Samuel spoke to all Israel, saying, "If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, put away the foreign gods and the Asherahs from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and worship him only, then he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines." Do you know this is how God always called his people to himself? All throughout the Old Testament, the Lord was call his people. "Return to me, says the Lord, and I will return to you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." You Christians do that. You come. You repent. This is what the Lord was saying all the time. "And I will deliver you from the bondage you're in, the heavy hand of God that's upon you." All throughout the period of the judges, God was delivering them. Remember what happened? They would get involved in idolatry. They wouldn't listen to the Lord. They would harden their hearts against the Lord. And he would send what? He would send oppressors to them because they wouldn't listen to his word. Don't you see it? The call was always, "Return to me." Do you need to return to the Lord today? Do you feel totally distant from him? Gripped in sin, defiled, unclean. You know it. If you're really honest, you know how far your life is defected from God. Maybe you're a total non-believer and you're feeling this too. And here is the Lord saying, "Come. Come to me. I'll give you peace. I'll wash you. I'll cleanse you from all of your sin. I'll forgive you. I'll justify you and give you a new heart. Return to me," says the Lord. Even for the Christian, though he's already come, periods of sin, unconfessed sin, can hold mastery, and the Lord will come by his power and break that. And when you begin to see it, you lament, and you are ready, dear listener, at that point, to receive the deliverance the scriptures talk about. It's interesting how Samuel says it. It reads like this: "If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart," are you? Are you really returning to the Lord with all your heart? How do you know? Well, the Lord must do something. And that's what we're going to unpack the rest of this week. Repentance, dear listener, is part of the Christian life. There are some Bible teachers out there, radio teachers, that tell us we don't need to do this. I'm fearful for them. I wonder what they're entrenched in. Here's what it looks like. If you're returning to the Lord, put away the Asherahs and the foreign gods, the idols of your heart, and prepare your hearts and worship the Lord only, and you will receive deliverance. This is what the Lord calls us all to do, to turn from ourselves, to turn from our idols, to not give devotion to anything else, and look to Jesus Christ and serve and worship him alone as the God of our salvation. You see, we need this. We need Jesus. In him we have forgiveness and redemption through his blood. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries. We are a listener-supported program. We ask both for your prayerful and financial support. Write to us at Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264. agradio.org is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.